Today on the Interlochen Collection, we look at the career of Clara Warnar, from her time as a student at Interlochen Arts Academy to her current work as a composer, percussionist, producer, drummer, and studio musician. The music of Clara Warnar is coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. When she was a student at Interlochen Arts Academy, Clara Warnar won the concerto competition playing Keiko Abe's Prism Rhapsody. Then, like now, she needed to really love a piece in order to want to play it and learn it.
I really did enjoy it, and I thought this is a good place to start, because if I don't enjoy a piece, I don't play it well. It's like, takes so much work to learn these complicated concertos that if you don't 100% love it, it can be tough.
Here is Clara Warnar, both enjoying and playing well, The Prism Rhapsody by Keiko Abe. This is a performance that took place February 9th, 2008 in Korsen Auditorium. Matthew Hazelwood conducts the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, and featuring Clara Warnar playing the marimba.
Thank you.
a performance from February of 2008 in Corson Auditorium. Matthew Hazelwood conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and featuring Clara Warnar playing the marimba in Keiko Abe's Prism Rhapsody. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're looking at the career of Clara Warnar. After she graduated from Interlochen Arts Academy, Warnar attended the Manhattan School of Music. Here's another performance featuring Clara Warnar playing the marimba, recorded in 2013, just a few months after she graduated from college. It's the Concerto No. 1 for Marimba and Orchestra by Anders Koppel. Thank you. the Manhattan School of Music Orchestra, featuring Clara Warnar as the soloist in the Concerto No. 1 for Marimba and Orchestra by Anders Koppel, a recording made in 2013, just a few months after Clara Warnar graduated from the Manhattan School of Music. Although she's based in New York now, Clara Warnar grew up in Los Angeles and has been very close to the Hollywood music scene since her childhood. In fact, one of her first percussion teachers was Don Williams, brother of film composer John Williams. As a studio musician, she's frequently worked with composer Brian Tyler, best known for the Fast and the Furious films.
So I got to play in Fate of the Furious, which was a super fun score. It's fun to play on these action movies that have like a million percussionists. And it just sounds huge. And it's kind of surreal to be in the movie theater and watching some like ridiculous car scene. And there's just a ton of like swish, 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 like suspended cymbal and gongs and drums, and just be like, wow, that's us.
Here's some music from the original motion picture soundtrack of The Fate of the Furious, composed by Brian Tyler. We'll be right back. Music from the original motion picture soundtrack of the film The Fate of the Furious, composed by Brian Tyler, and featuring in the percussion section, Clara Warnar. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're looking at the career of Interlochen Arts Academy alum Clara Warnar. Although she started out playing both drum set and classical percussion, Warnar says she let her drumming lapse until just recently.
Yeah, so I joined a band like about 5 years ago, Infinity Shred, and started to play drums again. And that was just a really nice like renaissance for me because it was like a way to let loose from some of the, you know, tighter like environments of the classical world.
We're listening to Clara Warnar playing the drum set with her band Infinity Shred. It's a track called Long May You Run. So far on the program, we've been hearing examples of Clara Warnar as a performer, as a soloist with orchestras, as a member of a studio orchestra on film soundtracks, and as a drummer in the band Infinity Shred. But she's also a composer and producer as well as a performer. As a composer, Warnar is most at home in electronic music, particularly in the program Ableton. She says each composer needs to find the language they're comfortable expressing themselves in.
Working with this program, working in Ableton, is just, that's what it is for me. It's really easy for me to explore in it and to just try out things and be carelessly creative.
For the next work we're going to hear, which comes from her 2018 EP Hollow Siren, Warnar began by recording sounds using a pair of headphones her brother had given her as a gift, which had binaural recording capabilities.
I was experimenting with that and I went for a walk while wearing those headphones and recording. And as soon as I got home, I just put it into Ableton, listened to it. It was like 5 minutes or something, 6 minutes. And it's like the piece just kind of became clear around it. You know, there was an emotional tone. I was in a certain mood. I ended up developing it into a whole other image, which was inspired by the idea of like hiding in a bomb shelter and just that sort of emotional state and physical reality. So I started adding like the sounds of things shaking, rumbling, and then I started writing string and organ parts to sort of fill in the scary aspects, the waiting aspects, but then also a kind of a hopeful aspect at the end.
The end result was this track called Victoria Tunnel. Victoria Tunnel. Music of Clara Warnar from her 2018 EP, Hollow Siren. This is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. The next piece of Clara Warnar's we'll feature on today's program was composed and premiered in 2020 for the Manhattan School of Music Percussion Summit Alumni Concert. It's a work for percussion and electronics, inspired by, believe it or not, scuba diving. As Warnar was studying to earn her scuba certification, she became fascinated by the concept of halocline, when there's a significant change in the salinity of water at a certain depth.
And when you see photos of people entering an area where the water is way more saltier than another part of the water, it really looks different. It looks like cloudier. And so you have these kind of surreal underwater scenes.
The result was this piece, called simply halocline.
Thank you.
Music for percussion and electronics by Clara Warnar. It's called Halocline. Music inspired by the change of salinity in water at different depths. Another recent project Clara Warnar has undertaken is a sound art installation, and it required a little help from her friends.
In doing so, I realized that I really needed some vocal samples, and I wanted some that were sort of irregular and personal. So I just asked my friends on Instagram. I was like, can anyone just send me vocal samples? Like, just sing a note, and that's it. And it was great. I had all these friends, musicians and non-musicians, send me a voice memo of them going, "Ah." In doing so, I sort of created an instrument, like a keyboard instrument that had a, you know, every note corresponded to its rightful vocal pitch. And it was just kind of like playing this chorus, you know, it's like an imperfect, interesting little chorus.
She set it aside for a few days and then returned to it with a fresh perspective, writing a piece for her voice keyboard that was unlike anything she'd ever composed before.
And I opened up that project and I kind of started just improvising, which isn't something I do too often, but I improvise on that instrument with the vocal samples. And in one take, I felt like, okay, cool, that's that's it. And it kind of felt like the equivalent of an impromptu in classical music. It's just like a short little improvisation, and that's it.
The result was this piece called A Walk in Silver Glass Garden.
Thank you.
music of Clara Warnar on the Interlaken Collection. It's called A Walk in Silver Glass Garden. In addition to being a performer and a composer, Clara Warnar also commissions new music from other artists. In one recent project, she challenged musicians to create New Age music for the 21st century. She calls it a New Age for New Age. For her, New Age music inspires a lot of different responses, ranging from fascination to disgust to admiration.
All these artists from different genres who either are writing something that would fall under the genre, or they're totally like breaking it, you know, they're sort of doing weird remixy type things that are not at all New Age, but reference it, you know, in some kind of way. Maybe there's a nature soundtrack or something, you know, and also like spoken word, you know, I just basically leave it totally open to the artist to do whatever they want and see what happens. And so the results are very wide ranging and really interesting.
Here is one of the works that Clara Warnar commissioned for that project. It's called Half Ashore, Dappled Sunlight by Ben Saraton. Thank you. music of Ben Saraton, commissioned by Clara Warnar for her project A New Age for New Age. The work is called Half Ashore, Dappled Sunlight. It's been just over a decade since Clara Warnar graduated from Interlochen Arts Academy, and she's already carved out quite a place for herself as a performer, a composer, and a producer. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio.